Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith. And that's what we do here. We contend for the faith. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I sure did. Much was accomplished for the Lord. And we're back in studio today to take care of business. And we're going to be talking about Paula White, who keeps winning the Jackass of the Week Award. It's between Paula and her son. They keep winning the award between Paula and her son, Bradley, and they don't give anyone a break to win the award. Paula, I think it's nice if you would share the Jackass of the Week award. Stop winning it all the time. You know, my good friend, Dr. Elisha Coles, PhD, wrote a trilogy about Paula. It's the First Fruits She-Wolf trilogy. The first volume was First Fruits She-Wolf. The second volume was First Fruits Fleecer. The third volume, First Fruits Alfina. Three great books on Paula White. And basically, he showed how Paula White is a wolf in sheep's clothing. You can still get the books on Amazon. And, boy, what a great trilogy on Paula. Great trilogy. And I would contend, If I was talking with Brother Coles, if I was sitting across the table from him, I would academically argue with him, because he's a PhD, so am I. I would argue with him. I would say, listen, Dr. Coles, and you know, I would argue that Paula has gone from Wolfette, and he makes the case brilliantly in his trilogy. It's a brilliant trilogy. He exposes Paula White for what she is, a scam artist extraordinaire. That's what she is, a scam. But I would now argue, Dr. Coles, would you agree with me that Paula White has gone from wolf to jackass? And if I was to submit to him the voluminous amount of information that I have on Paula White, I think that my fellow PhD would say to me, you know what? You're right. She has gone from wolf to jackass. I think he would agree with me. Go get his books. Go to Amazon. Check out his First Fruits trilogy on Paula White. You know, Paula White started the whole First Fruits scamming baloney. And like I said, Volume 1 is First Fruits She-Wolf Paula Michelle White. Volume 2 is First Fruits Fleecer Paula Michelle White. And Volume 3 is First Fruits Alfina Paula Michelle White. And a person who is an Alfina is an alpha female, and he shows why she is the leader of the pack. Great, great trilogy. Well-written, academically written. And listen, he challenged Paula White to a series of debates. And you know what Paula White did? She didn't sue him. You know why she didn't sue him? Because he would have mopped the floor with her. That's why she didn't sue him. Paula White likes to sue people, but Paula White, every time she sues, she loses. She loses. Because she thinks that, you know, in the legal profession is not like the church profession. And, you know, you can scam dumbed-down church people, but you can't scam lawyers and judges. Can't scam them. She thinks that everybody in the world is like the people in her church, dumbed-down. No, that's not the case. She would not debate Dr. Coles because she knows everything he wrote about her was true, and in a debate, he would mop the floor with her. He would turn. He would grab her by her feet and use that moppy hair of hers and start mopping the floor, on stage. It'll give the church a good cleaning, or wherever they were debating. And she knows not to mess with me. Paula White knows not to mess. Listen, the last thing, saints, listen to me. The last thing Paula White wants to do is hear this on a daily basis. Paula White wants is for me to revive my Wolf Tracker broadcast, because when I'm in Wolf Tracker mode, all I do is go after Paula. All I do is expose her. It would be better for Paula to leave the Wolf Tracker alone. Don't antagonize the Wolf Tracker. Don't say anything stupid in one of your church services about the Wolf. Don't even hint that you're looking my way. Don't even hint. Well, Paula White has won the Jackass of the Week award yet again. And I keep saying, Paula, you need to share. Paula likes to share things. Paula White likes to, and we won't go into that. We won't go into what she likes to share. But Paula White likes to share. But there's some things she doesn't like to share. Like, for example, awards. Paula White doesn't like to share awards. Paula White wants all the awards to be about her. Even the Jackass of the Pulpit award, she wants that award. She hears awards and she, I want it. Even though it's a dubious award, even though it's an infamous award, even though it's an award nobody really wants, she's so stupid that she wants the award. She hears the award and that's it. She goes crazy. I want it. Well, she's going to get it because she's earning it. And we're going to get into that momentarily. Listen, Saints, if you want the book on Jensen Franklin, you know I wrote a trilogy on Jensen Franklin. I wrote a trilogy excoriating Jensen Franklin's imbecilic, idiotic, moronic teaching on the spirit of Python. I got Jensen Franklin running scared. I got Jensen Franklin like an ostrich with his head in the sand and his tuchus up in the air. That's Jensen Franklin. I have challenged Jensen Franklin to a series of debates, and I haven't heard anything from Mr. Scarecrow himself. Haven't heard a thing from Mr. Jensen Franklin. And by the way, Paula, don't antagonize me. I'll write a trilogy about you just in time for the election. Paula, don't poke me, please. Let me stay in retirement. Don't bring the wolf tracker out of retirement. I will write a trilogy about Paula White and then hit every, listen, I will hit every news agency with my book. And listen, if you've seen the artwork on the three books I wrote on Jensen Franklin, I will have the same artist do similar kind of artwork on my concept of the book on each book of the on Paula. Here's an idea. I know I'm babbling. I know I'm going on. But this is maybe I should give Paula a little taste of what might come if she pokes me. You know, President Trump flies on Air Force One. Well, his big jet is called Air Force One. Then when he's not flying Air Force One, he flies Marine One. He flies on Marine One. Well, listen. When President Trump is riding into town, I can call the book Jackass One and have him riding Paula White and have the cartoonist draw Paula White like a jackass with President Trump on top of her, riding her to the White House. How about that one? How about writing a book Jackass One? Does that sound I think that would be a bestseller. I think people, and not only the cover, but the content. That whole book can be devoted to how stupid Paula White is and why President Trump should not have her as a spiritual advisor. I think America would be scared to find out how stupid this woman is and how scared they would be if she's advising the president. So, Paula, Leave me alone. Or you'll get yours. And what I mean is, I'll write some books. Because Paula White has not been exposed. She has not been exposed. And listen, I will use her own words. There are hundreds of hours of audio out there in YouTube land. Hundreds of hours of audio where Paula White is talking, and what she says comes straight out of Jackassville. Well, let's move on. Listen, Saints, if you want the Jensen Franklin trilogy, you can have it. I'm going to give you the Jensen Franklin trilogy free of charge. Now, I know Jensen Franklin didn't give you his book, Spirit of Python, free of charge, but I'm going to give you the trilogy free of charge. I've been challenging this man to a debate because his teaching on the Spirit of Python is just imbecilic. It's just moronic. It's retarded teaching from a retarded man. I didn't drop out of Bible college like he did. No, I got the degrees to prove it. And not only that, you read one of my books, and you read one of his books, and you can tell who finished Bible college. So, yes, if you want the book, Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he's a biblical moron, it's all yours for the asking. All you have to do is email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Freechurchbooks@gmail.com. You can have that book. And when you finish reading that one, I'll give you volume 2, Spirit of Python Ignoramus. And when you finish that one, I'll give you volume 3, Spirit of Python Retard. And Jensen Franklin knows, and this is why he's hiding, and this is why he's got his head stuck in the sand like some asinine ostrich. He's got his head stuck in his, hoping that I'm going to go away. But I'm not going away. These books are going to go national and international. I'm not going away. He's got some explaining to do, like Ricky Ricardo used to say to Lucille Ball on the Lucy Show. Lucy, you got some explaining to do. And Jensen Franklin's got some explaining to do because he lied to the church. That's right. That's right. He lied to the, and I prove it in the trilogy. Listen, not only do I prove that he lied in Volume 1, but then I show how stupid the lie is in Volume 2 and how retarded the lie is in Volume 3. The guy goes from bad to worse. And that's what happens when you drop out of Bible college. That's what happens when you listen to seducing spirits. That's what happens when you peddle doctrines of demons and doctrines of dimwits. So there's enough of us out here who know what we're talking about, and we're not going to let these clowns get away with it anymore. And by the way, Jensen Franklin is another spiritual advisor of President Trump. That should scare you. That knucklehead is also an advisor to President Trump. That should scare you. Well, also, we have that other great book giveaway, Jackass Church Bishops. Get that book if you're interested. Listen, you can get both books. They're both giveaways. They're both giveaways. Just ask me for the book. Email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. You'll get them both. You'll get both books. Well, why is Paula White deserving of the Jackass, Pulpit Jackass of the Week Award? Why is she? Well, because Paula White claims that Jesus rebuked her. Paula White claims that Jesus rebuked her because she doesn't want to go around calling herself an apostle. That's what she claims. And we're gonna check the scriptures. We're gonna look at the Bible. We're going to look at the Bible and see how stupid this woman is. And she's so stupid that she thinks we're going to believe her stupidity. That's the height of stupidity. When you actually believe, she's so retarded that she actually believes that everybody's going to believe the retarded talk coming out of her mouth. Now, if Paula White was ever to get stupid and sue me, and of course I have a stable of AV rated attorneys. Paula, you know what that is, right? AV rated. Do you understand the legal lingo, Paula? Do you understand AV rated attorneys? That was the kind of attorney that took down Eddie Long. When those four boys got themselves an attorney, they got themselves an AV-rated attorney, Paula, and that's why Eddie Long had to settle out of court, because an AV-rated attorney is the best attorney money could buy, and in this case, I don't have to buy them. They'll help. They serve Jesus. So, but if Paula was to get stupid, even stupider than what she is, and want to tangle with me, there's a thing called discovery. And she has the right to investigate me, and I have the right to investigate her. And one of the things that we will do is we will ask Paula White, Paula, where did you get your doctorate? Oh, you didn't know. Oh, you listeners didn't know that Paula White used to go around saying and having people call her Dr. Paula White. You didn't know that, right? But you see, like I told you, we have hundreds of hours of audio, hundreds of hours of audio, where people have made these claims in front of Paula White. She's never corrected them. These are bogus claims where people call Paula Dr. Paula, and she has no earned doctorate degrees. We don't even know if she has a high school diploma. We don't know if she has a high school diploma. We don't know. But one thing I can tell you, listen, there's a lot of famous people, a lot of rich people that made it without a high school diploma. There's no arguing that. I think that guy who owns Virgin Atlantic Airlines, that Branson guy from England, I think that guy dropped out of high school and is a multi-billionaire. You don't need a high school diploma to make it big. But when you have a high school diploma and then you tell people that you have a doctorate in order to make it big, you're a liar. I'm not knocking people. My father didn't have a high school diploma. My father, God rest his soul, didn't have a high school diploma. But he was a brilliant man, brilliant, and a great father. But my father never went around claiming to have a doctorate. Never claimed. Because my father was a man's man. That's who my father was. And he raised me to be a man's man. And my father did everything he could to get me to go to school. Everything he could. And boy, did he cry like a baby when I got up to receive my doctorate. Did he get up and cry like a baby? I think that was one of the most proudest hours of his life. But he never went around claiming to be a doctor. But here we have Paula White being introduced by her spiritual father. Now you would think, my father would not go around town introducing me as his son and, my son is a doctor. Unless I was a doctor. But here you have T.D. Jakes, who knows better. T.D. Jakes knows that his dim-witted spiritual daughter has no doctorate at all. But if Paula was to get silly, we would have T.D. Jakes deposed. Listen, Mr. Jakes, on such and such a day, you were hosting TBN with your wife, Sarita. And on such and such a day, you told several billion people who were watching that broadcast that Paula White had a doctorate, sir. Can you tell us where she got her doctorate? And I'm sure that T.D. Jakes would have to admit that that was wrong information. Here's the clip. Here's the clip, saints. Here's the clip, because we don't make stuff up here. We don't make stuff up. Here's the clip. This is on TVN. T.D. Jakes introduces his spiritual daughter, Dr. Paula White.
About tonight, and really, really, really glad to have is this tremendous woman of God who I feel silly trying to introduce her because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is, you don't have a TV. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a computer. You haven't been anywhere. She is a pastor extraordinaire. She is a life coach. She is an author in her own right.
Don't forget that she is a jackass.
She is a woman of integrity that God is using in a very, very unique way, not only in Church Without Walls there in Tampa, Florida, but...
Which, by the way, collapsed. Church Without Walls there in Tampa collapsed. Is history. It no longer exists. It was bulldozed. So here he is again. If you don't know her, you've been living under a rock. If you don't know her, you haven't been watching TV. You don't own a cell phone. No, if we don't know her, it's because we don't care to know her. We don't care to know this skank. Here he is again.
The other thing I'm excited about tonight and really, really, really glad to have is this tremendous woman of God who I feel silly trying to introduce her because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is, you don't have a TV. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a computer. You haven't been anywhere. She is a pastor extraordinaire. She is a life coach. She is an author in her own.
A life coach, but her life has fallen apart. What is she, on her third marriage? Well, she's a life. You think I want a person with on her third marriage to be my life coach? Honestly, you think I want that kind of a woman to be my life coach? What are you, on meth? What are you, smoking weed? What are you snorting cocaine? Are you crazy? She's a life coach? Wow, she's a life coach? Wow. Wow.
If you don't know who this woman is, you don't have a TV. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a computer. You haven't been anywhere. She is a pastor extraordinaire. She is a life coach. She is an author in her own right. She is a woman of integrity that God is using in a very, very unique way, not only in Church Without Walls there in Tampa, Florida, but throughout America and around the world. Would you welcome Dr. Paula White?
What? What did he call her? What did he call her? Here it is, Dr. Paula White. Listen.
Would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We are good. And around the world, would you welcome Dr. Paula White? Throughout America and around the world, would you welcome Dr. Paula White? America and around the world, would you welcome Dr. Paula White?
So my attorneys would depose him. If we were in a case, if Paula sues me and I countersue, she can depose my college transcripts. She can depose my professors. She can, and we would depose T.D. Jakes because he's saying she's a doctor. Well, where did you get your information? Where are the transcripts? Where are the diplomas? Are these legitimate schools? Is this a diploma mill? Is this an honorary degree? Maybe Paula got her degree where the Scarecrow got his degree. Remember the Scarecrow?
Anybody can have a brain. That's a very mediocre commodity. Every pusillanimous creature that crawls on the earth or slinks through slimy seas has a brain. Back where I come from, we have universities, seats of great learning, where men go to become great thinkers. And when they come out, they think deep thoughts, and with no more brains than you have. But they have one thing you haven't got, a diploma. Therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Universitatis Comitiatum e Pluribus Unum, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
That's Doctor of Thinkology.
I guess T.D. Jakes now is the functioning Oz, and he gave her a Ph.D., a Doctor of Thinkology. Well, she's not doing any thinking. She's not thinking on her feet. She's not thinking. She is as moronic as they come. As moronic as they come. So again, if Paula wants to go mano a mano, she wants to get nasty, we'll investigate her financials. She can investigate my financials. I haven't scammed anybody. They can check all my financial records. I have not been fleecing people for years. We have articles from the Tampa Tribune that are quite revealing. Paula claims that she sued the National Enquirer. Again, we have audio. Oh, I sued the National, and I got money because they ran that story about me and Benny. Well, there's no record that the National Enquirer paid out a settlement. Again, another possible lie. So we would, listen, we would just dig and dig and dig and dig, and it's called disclosure. She has the right to check me out and see if my story pans out, and I and my attorneys have the right to check her out and dig and dig and pull all the dirty laundry out of her closet. And that's why Mr. Eddie Long settled, because his closet was quite nasty, and he says, I might as well pay out. But you see, the thing is, if Paula sues me and she doesn't win, then I get to sue her and take her to the cleaners. But, you know, more than that is the publicity. She's going to get bad. See, she's so tight with Trump. Paula White is so tight with Trump. She does not want bad publicity, because bad publicity will sink her. She doesn't want the bad. She doesn't want the bad press. So that's why she'll leave me alone. And if she doesn't, I'll have so much fun. I will have so much fun. So much fun. And she doesn't have the backing of the black church anymore. Since she's been with Trump, the black church has given her the cold shoulder. So, listen, everything Paula White touches, it comes to naught. The woman is a walking plague. Paula White is a, see how T.D. Jakes is all chummy with her now, and oh, she's so one. Oh, Dr. Paul, not anymore. Not anymore, not anymore. Not anymore, not anymore. So. What's wrong with Paula? What's wrong? Well, she's won the Jackass of the Week award. Again. She won it 2 weeks ago. Her son won it last week, and she won it back from her son. I mean, it's all in the family. It's staying all in the family. Mama and son. I don't know who's going to win it next week. I'll have to find out who wins it this coming week. But as of last week, Paula won it. She won the award fair and square. Now. We have to ask ourselves, what's wrong with Paula? Why is she winning this award back to back? I mean, she might as well keep it. I just might as well say that she's going to win it for the next 52 weeks. I might as well give her the award, because I don't think nobody's going to beat her out. That's how stupid she is. She's so stupid. Well, this is Paula, and this is what she claims. This is what Paula White claims. She claims that the Lord rebuked her because she didn't want to use the title that she so rightfully deserves, which is the title of apostle. He says, the Lord rebuked me. Well, what is it, the same Lord? Could it possibly be the same Lord who told Jensen Franklin that the spirit of Python is Satan in boa constrictor mode in Python? Is it the same Lord? Because if it's the same Lord, then it's misinformation. If you're listening to the same entity where Jensen Franklin got his revelation, his enlightenment, because remember, he said the Lord, Jensen Franklin claims that the Lord gave him this insight. Well, if it's the same Lord who rebuked Paula, then we know it's a lying spirit, who talks to stupid people, because Jensen Franklin is quite stupid. Never finished Bible college. Never applied himself. So here's the clip where Paula White wants us to believe that Jesus, the head of the church, rebuked her because she doesn't want to use the title of apostle. And she is an apostle, and Jesus named her an apostle, and so he wants her to use the title. Here's Paula, in her own words.
1 John and Liz and Luke. Greg, Elder Norm, Brad and Ray, I need you to coordinate. So Lord told me, so specifically, each person needs to go a day to their home, or they can bring them to the people's home. But I need, starting Monday, through the following Monday, every day to go pray over him. Will you accept that, Minister Greg? Everyone accept that? Everyone accept that? Hank? Okay. All right, Brad, need you to do that one day. Okay, I'll do it with John. So we'll come anoint Luke for 7 days. The other thing that I need to almost repent of, the Lord kind of gave me a rebuke, said accept the title of apostle.
Oh, she needs to repent because the Lord kind of rebuked her and told her, you have to accept the title. The Lord Jesus now, the Lord Jesus, our Savior, rebuked her and told her, you have to accept the title of apostle. I've never heard anything so stupid. Well, I keep saying that. I did when I read Jensen Franklin's book, Spirit of Python. But here, listen, here she is saying, you're saying, did I really hear that? I mean, if you need to repent, if you need to repent, it's from your wicked thoughts. That's what you need to repent. You need to repent from scamming people. You need to repent from collecting bogus first fruits offerings, bogus Day of Pentecost offerings, bogus Day of Atonement offerings. I mean, if you're going to repent from, you know, telling people that the Holy Spirit told you to ask them for $1,000. Those are the things you need to repent of. Of your whoredoms, you need to repent of that. Of your witchcrafts, you need to repent of those are things that you need to repent because you don't want to call yourself an apostle. I never heard of anything so stupid. Here it is again. She thinks that we are as stupid as the people she's got lobotomized at her church. Because she's completely lobotomized. She's spiritually lobotomized those people. They have brains, but their brains aren't functioning. And she thinks that we're as stupid as they are. Well, I have to repent. The Lord kind of rebuked me because I refused to use the title of apostle. Here it is. Here it is.
Pray over him. Will you accept that, Minister Greg? Everyone accept that? Everyone accept that? Hank? Okay. All right, Brad, need you to do that one day. Okay, I'll do it with John. So we'll come anoint Luke for 7 days. The other thing that I need to almost repent of, the Lord kind of gave me a rebuke, said accept the title of apostle.
Now, how did he rebuke you? How? Did he speak to you audibly? Was it in a dream? Was it in a vision? Can you be more specific? Because we need to investigate your claim. I'm going to read here out of Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. Jesus is speaking to the church of Ephesus. And this is what Jesus says to the church of Ephesus. He says, I know thy works in Revelation 2:2. I know thy works and thy labor and of thy patience and how you cannot bear them which are evil and how you have put to the test those which say that they are apostles and are not and have found them to be liars. Now, there's a test for apostles. There's a certain test, which I won't get into in this broadcast, in case Paula White ever wants to debate, and I will put her claims to the test. I will put her claims biblically to the test and publicly embarrass her. But as you can read here in Revelation 2:2, Jesus commends the church of Ephesus because in their day there were people claiming to be apostles, but the church of Ephesus put their claim to the test and found them to be liars. So in order for us to accept Paula White's claim, we have to know how did Jesus communicate this apostleship. How did Jesus tell you that you were an apostle? And how did he validate that you're an apostle? So that the rest of the church world can, because listen, it's not just that you're an apostle supposedly to New Destiny Christian Center or whatever that cultic church is now called. An apostle is a ministry of the entire church. An apostle is an office ministry that belongs to all of Christendom. So that affects me and that affects everyone else. So if you claim to be an apostle, we the church, the true church, the militant church, the church triumphant, we need to put your claims to the acid test. So Paula, how did he tell you? How did Jesus tell you? How did he rebuke you? What were the words he used? What are the exact words that he used? What was the mode of communication? Because, listen, there are biblical tests to see if one's claim of apostleship is real or not. So here she is again. Here she is. And you see, this is why these people keep getting these awards, because every time they open their mouths, it's proof positive that they have hoof and mouth disease. Paula White is a donkey. She's a woman that has hoof and mouth disease. Her feet are falling apart. She claims it's because of some operation. No, it's hoof and mouth disease. The disease goes from her feet to her mouth. And then it's gone up to her brain. Instead of having mad cow disease, which is what cows get, she's got mad jackass disease. Here she is again. Trying to peddle the lie. Oh, by the way, the Lord kind of rebuked me because I didn't want to use the title of apostle. Here she is again, this fool of a woman, this fool of a woman.
Will you accept that, Minister Greg? Everyone accept that. Hank. Right, Brad, need you to do that one day. Okay, I'll do it with John. So we'll come anoint Luke for 7 days. The other thing that I need to almost repent of, the Lord kind of gave me a rebuke, said accept the title of apostle.
Well, the Lord doesn't kind of give rebukes, he rebukes. The Lord doesn't kind of do anything. He either rebukes you or he doesn't rebuke you. Now, right there tells me that the story is fishy. So which one is it? Which one is it? Now, you won't repent from scamming people. You won't repent from your whoredoms. You won't repent from your witchcraft. You won't repent from brainwashing people, spiritually lobotomizing people. You won't repent from leading people astray. You won't repent from taking people's 1 month salary. You won't repent for the myriad of things, for the lies that you constantly, you won't repent. But then you want us to believe that you need to repent because you won't use the title of apostle. That doesn't even make sense. But when people are stupid, nothing makes sense.
Luke for 7 days. The other thing that I need to almost repent of, the Lord kind of gave me a rebuke, said accept the title of apostle. So I just get hung up on titles and stuff. So it is what it is. It's what I function in.
Oh, it's what she functions. She functions as an apostle. Really? Running up and snuggling up to Trump is being an apostle? Being right up on Trump day and night, not letting the poor man breathe, not letting the poor man deal with Iran and Iraq, not letting the poor man deal. Listen, the president's got South Korea to deal with, North Korea, Japan. He's got a trade war with China. He's got trouble on the border. The guy's got, he's got nuclear war with North Korea. He's got an emerging nuclear threat in Iran. This guy doesn't need this knucklehead around him. I'm an apostle. How could you be an apostle? You're up Trump's behind all the time. What are you, a White House apostle now? Are you a Rose Garden apostle? What kind of an apostle? What the heck are you talking about, lady? What kind of apostleship is that? I've read the Bible through and through. I don't know. I don't know what kind of apostleship this lady's talking about. Have no clue. No idea what she's talking about. But here she is claiming to be an apostle. Well, Jesus commends the church of Ephesus. Jesus commends for taking every person who claimed to be an apostle and putting them to the test and finding out if their claim was true or if their claim was false. Jesus said those people that claim to be apostles and came through your church, you put them to the test and you found them to be liars. And there is several things we need to ask an apostle according to Scripture. I'm not going to tell Paula White what they are. I'll leave them for the debate. Or maybe I'll leave them for the court case. I'll leave it for when I go on CNN. I'll leave it when I go on MSNBC. I'll leave it for when I go on Fox News. I'll leave it for then. Listen, there's a lot of news outlets. A lot of news outlets. And I'll just listen, here's a clip. The woman claims to be an apostle. An apostle of what? An apostle of what? She doesn't let Trump breathe. I mean, when she got married to her new husband, this guy was, her husband was playing in concerts, and she was right up his tuchus. She was like an octopus wrapped around her husband. Come on, can I breathe? Can I go to work? Do you have to come to my, what guy in America goes to work and has his wife with him? Unless, they own a company. I don't know any guy. If you work at the rifle company, you're making rifles, or you work at the GM plant, or wherever you work. If you drive a bus, if you're into construction, what? Your wife is right there next to you. Your wife's got to come to your job. I mean, the poor guy can't breathe. Mr. Kane there, his real name is Frieger. Mr. Frieger can't breathe. Well, now she's latched on to Trump. And every time Trump has something, she's right up his tuchus. She's worse. Listen, she's worse than a shadow. She's an octopus. An octopus. She's got half of her tentacles on her husband and half of her tentacles on Trump. What is she an apostle of? She's an apostle of concerts? Is that what she is? Because half the year she's with her husband while he's on concert tour. And then when she's not with her husband on concert tour, when he's not doing concerts and she's not attached to him like a snagglepuss, then she's all over Trump. I mean, all over the guy. Every time I look at Trump, there's Paula White. There's Paula White, right there, right next to him. Guy can't even breathe. So what is she an apostle of, the Rose Garden? She's the apostle of concerts and Rose Garden. That's what she does. She's the apostle of fakery. She's the apostle of do-nothing. She's the apostle of photo ops. That's all she does. All she's looking for is for photo ops. That's what she does. I have no clue what she's an apostle of. We would like to evaluate her claim because we are part of the Universal Church of Christ. And anyone who claims to be an apostle, their claim needs to be put through a biblical test. So, here's more.
So, I won't reject anything, Mother Cooley. I'm too scared of the Lord.
Scared of the Lord? But you're scamming his people. You're lying. You don't have the fear of God. I'm too scared of the Lord. You're not scared of God. You don't fear God. This is a godless woman with no godly fear. If she had godly fear, she wouldn't be lying. If she had godly fear, she wouldn't be scamming. If she had godly fear, she would retire and ride off to the sunset like most jackasses do when they retire to the glue factory to eat grass. I have too much fear of the Lord. No, you don't fear the Lord. You liar. You don't fear him. You don't fear him. No, there's no fear of God in this godless woman. This is a godless woman. Godless. And there's another story out there. There's another lie circling the earth. That she's like a new version of Esther. Oh, listen. That might be the second theme of the second book. I might write. I don't know yet. I keep writing all these books. There's this article out there where somebody's claiming that she is a new Esther, the new and improved Esther. Is that laughable? If you were to take Paula White's life and match it to the biblical Esther, you will see how she's nothing like Esther, more like Jezebel, nothing like Esther. Esther never had three husbands. Sorry to tell you, Ezra never had three husbands. Ezra never preached on booty. I got audio clips. Listen, not only do I have them, they're out there. They're out there where Paul is preaching on booty. Oh, you like that booty? I read the book of Esther through and through. I had an exam on the book of Esther. I had term papers on the book of Esther. I had to exegete the book of Esther in Hebrew. I had to go into the original language. I never came across anywhere where Esther was preaching on booty. Paula has numerous times. Oh, don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. Please. And please, Bradley, don't act like the jackass now. Don't come out tomorrow with an open letter and act, because I will go down there to Orlando. I would go down there to the verdant fields of Apopka and bring you and your mother. I'll bring you some bale of Timothy hay, some special hay for jackasses, and I'll bring you some molasses and buckwheat so you and your mother can eat good. I'll bring you some good jackass food. Please. No wonder they have horse barns. That's where they live. That's their cover. They have a barn for the horses, but that's where Bradley and his mother sleep. They each have a stall. Who are you kidding? The two of them are jackasses. One dunking his hand in some polluted water, some yellow chunky soup water, and then putting it on his genitals and calling forth his son. What a moron. Then he tells us that was a prophetic instruction. Never seen that in the Bible. Never seen any kind of prophetic instruction like that, buddy. No. So going back to the church of Ephesus, Jesus says, hey, you tried those who claimed to be apostles, and you did a great job because you discovered that they were liars, because all people who claim anything need to be put under a biblical exam. So, Paula, how did Jesus tell you that you were an apostle? Can you fill us in? Can you write an essay? Can you tell us word for word? Can you summarize it? Can you tell us how the Lord, because we want to check out your claim. We want to check the claim. Listen, it's our duty as Bereans to check to see if what you're saying is so. We got to do that. If someone calls my house and says they're from the IRS, I have a right to find out if that's true. If someone knocks on my door and claims to be from the local police department, I have a right to find out if that's true. Anyone who claims any kind of authority, I have a right to find out if their claim is true. Someone knocks on my door and says, I'm from the electric company and I'm here to check out your basement. We didn't get a call from the electric company. Let me call them right now before we let you in. We're going to find out. What's your name, sir? What's your company ID number? Before we let you in, we're going to find out if the electric company did send you. You just don't let people in. You just don't believe them on their word. Just because they have a uniform, that doesn't mean anything. You can buy a uniform. No, we need to check out if her claims are so. So here's Paula. Here she is.
She will come anoint Luke for 7 days. The other thing that I need to almost repent of, the Lord kind of gave me a rebuke, said accept the title of apostle. So I just get hung up on titles and stuff. So it is what it is. It's what I function in. So I won't reach.
That's what she functions at. No, if the Lord Jesus said, I'm going to rebuke you because you don't want to use the title of octopus, then that would be true. Because your tentacles, half of your tentacles are all over your husband, and half of your tentacles are all over Trump. Listen, your tentacles used to be all over New Destiny Christian Center Church. But then once John came along, you put your tentacles around him, you abandoned the church once she got married. She doesn't want her rock and roll husband around some groupie chicks that are just going to steal him away from her. So she's there like his shadow. John's playing the piano and she's inside the piano. He's in concert. John's sitting on the piano bench. She's inside the piano bench. She's right next to him like a piece of gum underneath a pair of shoes. Oh, my goodness. Can you let me breathe? I thank God. Listen, my wife is such a great professional woman. My wife is gorgeous, beautiful, intelligent. She walks out. She does what she's got to do. I'm intelligent. I think I'm good looking. Listen, she's got her career. I got my career. We come back at the end of the day. And then we're octopuses. But we're not octopuses 24 hours a day. I let her breathe. She lets me breathe. She's got octopus syndrome. Octopus, and even when she takes pictures with her husband, she's all over him. She's clamped onto him. I mean, like a vice. My goodness, give me a blowtorch. Let me apply some heat. See if she jumps off. Like a tick on a deer. Like a parasite in the belly. Won't let go. Latched on. Goodness gracious, like toe fungus on a toe. Like a pimple, an ugly pimple on a face. Can you leave me alone? Can you go away for a few hours? Can you let me breathe? Nothing, listen, men don't like it when their wives are all over them 24/7. That gets tiring fast. That gets boring fast. And vice versa. Women don't like it. Your wife's going to go to the shop to get her hair done and you got to be there too? You're sitting next to her? Let her breathe, man. Let your wife go to the shop by herself. Let her have 4 or 5 hours by herself. Why do you have to be sitting there while the lady's doing her nails and you have to be there looking at her and admiring her? Let her breathe. No. Paula has to be an octopus. Apostle Octopus. That's what she is, man. She's like a leech, man. Please. Wow, she's like one of them water leeches. You go swimming in the lake, and you come up, and there's a leech right on you, sucking the blood out of you, sucking the life out of you. Please, please. I don't know how her husband does it. I don't even know how his bandmates tolerate her being around. I don't know how his bandmates can. Because I'm sure that none of the other bandmates' wives are there 24/7. She's like the Yoko Ono of Journey. Paula White is to Journey. I'm suspecting that Paula White is to Journey what Yoko Ono was to the Beatles. Goodness gracious. Get out of here. Beat it. Go take care of your foot. Go elevate your foot. Go put your foot in some bleach. Get the mad cow disease out of your foot. And don't keep putting your foot in your mouth. Leave your foot in the floor. Goodness gracious.
I won't reject anything, Mother Cooley. I'm too scared of the Lord. So, amen. So, you can't function in something and not... It's like not wear the garment. It is what it is. Amen? So, amen. What an exciting day. What an exciting day. Isn't it great that we get to be a part of this?
A part of what? A part of what? So, let's put on our thinking cap. Let's play our little song. This is a song that Brother Nathaniel and I like to play when we do his broadcasts. And this is a little song that we like to play. It's called Put on Your Thinking Cap. And this is they sing this in primary school, in kindergarten, in K-4, in K-5, in the first grade, second grade. This is the song that the elementary school children sing when they're in the auditorium getting ready for the day. They sing this little song, and we should sing this in church. Before any teaching goes on, before any preaching goes on, this is the kind of song we ought to be playing at church. And here it is. Put on your thinking cap because we have some thinking to do. So that's the song. Put your thinking cap on because we have some thinking to do. So I want you to write down Revelation 2:2. And please be reminded that it is your obligation and my obligation to check out the claims of anyone who tells us they are an apostle of Jesus Christ. It is our duty to find out if they are saying the truth or if they are lying to us. And there are several biblical tests for apostleship. That's the first thing. Now, let's go to Matthew 10. This is when Jesus picks his original apostles. Jesus picks the first group of apostles. And you will notice that Jesus is going to select 12 apostles. He's going to select 12. And you can check the Synoptic Gospels. You can check. You can read Matthew. You can read Mark. You can read Luke. You can read those are the three Synoptics, and then you can read the Gospel of John, which make up the four Gospels. You can read the four Gospels, and you will find out that the list of apostles is the same. Every list of the apostles is the same. It starts with Peter and it ends with Judas Iscariot. There's always a 12 in number, and never, ever, ever did Jesus pick a woman to be an apostle. Never. Never. Okay? So, in Matthew chapter 10, verses 1, and following, it reads, "And when he," referring to Jesus, "had called unto him his 12 disciples," "he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter. That's a male. Then Andrew, his brother. Andrew's a male. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, another two males. Then Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the publican, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebius, whose surname was Thaddeus. Those are all males. Verse 4, Simon the Canaanite, that's a male, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, so these are the 12 apostles. All 12 have masculine name. All 12 were men. Jesus never picked a woman when he picked the original 12. Now, turn with me to Acts chapter 1, the book of Acts. This is after Jesus died and has risen from the dead, and now he's ascended up into heaven. The 11 apostles are up in the upper room. The apostles are up in the upper room. And while they're up in the upper room, they have concluded that they are minus one. They should be 12. They should have 12 on the team. So let's read, starting at verse 12. Acts chapter 1, verse 12. And let's see. They're going to find a replacement for Judas. There needs to be 12 apostles. Judas defected. Judas betrayed the Savior. As a result of his betrayal, he canceled himself out as an apostle. So now, with his death, they're looking for a replacement for Judas. But let's see. Is it female? Is it male? Let's see whom the Lord chooses. It says in Acts 1, verse 12, it says, "Then returned they," speaking of the disciples, "unto Jerusalem from the mount that is called Olivet," which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. "And when they were come in, they went into the upper room where abode both Peter, James, and John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women," plural, there are many women there, "and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." So in the upper room, you had a mix of men and women. Lots of men, lots of women. It says these all continued in prayer. And then it says in verse 15, "In those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. So it's safe to say that there was probably a 90 to 30 ratio, or possibly an 80 to 40 ratio, or maybe even a 70 to 50 ratio. By that I mean that there's probably 70 men to 50 women, or 80 men to 40 women, or 90 men to 100 to 30 women. Whatever adds up to 120, there was a good ratio, a good percentage of men and women. Okay? All right. So now, Peter, it says, "In those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples, the number being about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must need have been fulfilled, which was spoken by the Holy Spirit, which was spoken by David concerning Judas, which was a guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. Falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. All of this was known to the dwellers in Jerusalem, insomuch that now the field is called in the proper tongue Al-Sadama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and let his bishopric another person take. Wherefore of these men, now look what he says. Look what Peter says. Peter never acknowledges a woman. He says, wherefore of these men? Now man is masculine. In the Greek, it's not neuter. You know how you have, in Greek you have genders. You have masculine is a gender, neuter is a gender, feminine is a gender. Well, here in the text, wherefore of these men, meaning masculine, which have accompanied us all the time from the Lord, from the time that the Lord Jesus went out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day in which Jesus was taken up, let one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two candidates. One's name was Joseph, masculine, also called Barsabbas, and the other, and who was named Justice, and Matthias. So there are two guys, not women. Now the room is full of women. Listen, Jesus had many women travel with him early in his ministry. Jesus had many women who supported Jesus, including his own mother. Now they're looking for a replacement. They're looking for someone that would replace Judas. And Peter says it's got to be a man because the Lord picked men. And so they put forth two male candidates. They don't even think about putting forth a female candidate. Well, you say, well, they were chauvinistic, and that's not what the Lord wanted. The Lord wanted to pick a woman. Well, look what it says. Then Peter prayed. He says, you, Lord Jesus, you know the hearts of all men. Show us which one of these you have chosen. And so Peter prays. He says, Lord, Peter and the people pray. Jesus, you know who you have already picked to be the next apostle. Show us. Now, if they had picked wrong, if they put forth two men and Jesus wanted to put a woman, don't you think Jesus would have spoken? Don't you think Jesus would have said, wait up, it's time to give a woman a chance? There are women in the room. Why not make his mother an apostle? You know, his mother was there when he was conceived. His mother was there when he was born. His mother was there when the Magi appeared. His mother knows more about the gospel than anybody else. His mother was there when he died. His mother was there. She witnessed the resurrection. He appeared unto his mother. Listen, Jesus, if anyone should have been a female apostle, it should have been his mother. Why not Mary Magdalene? Why not some of the other women? There were many good candidates. Why not one of the sisters of Lazarus? There were many, one, and they're all here in the upper room. Why not, listen, why not a woman? Well, if Peter was acting chauvinistic and he only picked two men, he prays to Jesus. Jesus could have spoken up and said, I want a woman. But Jesus didn't pick a woman. The Bible says that they cast lots, and lots fell on Matthias. Lots fell on Matthias, a man. So the second time Jesus assembles his apostolic team, he bypasses a woman and picks a man. Well, in Acts chapter 9, Jesus calls Saul of Tarsus to the apostolate. Acts 9. In Acts chapter 9, Jesus appears on the road to Damascus, and he knocks Saul of Tarsus off his horse. Saul of Tarsus is knocked off the horse by Jesus. He has a conversation with Jesus. Jesus tells him exactly what to do. And in verses 10 through 16, in Acts 9, 10 through 16, Paul is told that he's an apostle. Let me read Acts chapter 9. Verses 10 through 16. There was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. To him said the Lord Jesus in a vision. See, this is why we need to ask Paula. Paula, how did you find out you were an apostle? Was it through a dream? Was it through a vision? Was it through a word? Was it through prophecy? Tell us, how was it communicated to you? Well, here is being communicated to a second party that Saul of Tarsus is an apostle. So the Lord Jesus appeared to Ananias and said, behold, and he said, the Lord said to Ananias in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here. And the Lord said unto him, arise, and go into the street that is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. He hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands upon him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias informed Jesus and said, have you not heard of this man? This is an evil man. He's done many evil things to your saints which are in Jerusalem. And he has authority in his hands by the chief priests to put in shackles all those who call upon the name of the Lord. But Jesus said to him, Ananias, go thy way. Be of confidence, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and before kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went. So notice. The Lord gives Ananias a vision. He says, this man's an apostle. Go lay hands on him. He's over there praying. And that's how the apostle Paul became an apostle. Jesus picked him. Ananias told him, no, that's not the one. You made a mistake. Don't you know? Don't you have his rap sheet? Don't you know? You must have the wrong guy. This is not the guy. Jesus said, no, it is the guy. Well, Ananias didn't. Did Ananias say, well, why don't you pick a woman? Jesus always picks a man. Throughout the Bible, throughout the New Testament, whenever there's an apostolic vacancy, Jesus picks a man, never picks a woman. Never. Never. Now we're to believe that he's going to pick Paula White? Are we to believe that? No. Go to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, because there have been some in the feminist camp. There have been some feminist clergy and some liberal clergy that make the claim, but the claim is biblically and linguistically unfounded, because if you know the arguments, you know that the argument is unfounded. Here in Romans 16, the feminists would argue, the liberal feminists would argue, that there is a female apostle and her name is Junia. Let's read Romans 16, verse 7. It says, Paul writing and giving his salutations, he writes, salute Andragonitus and Junia, my kinsman. Now you see the word Junia there? That's female. Andragonus is male. Junia is female. So notice, salute Andragonus and Junia. Well, there's a male and a female. My kinsmen, in other words, they belong to the Jewish race. And my fellow prisoners, in other words, they've been partners with them in ministry, who are of note among the apostles. Who are of note? Well, the liberal scholars would argue, you see, there is a female apostle. Her name is Junia because she was one of the elite apostles. But that is your reading. You are grammatically incorrect. It doesn't mean that she's an elite apostle. She is of note among the apostles. To be of note among the apostles means that the apostles know her well, not that she is an apostle. She's not an apostle. So if you try to slip that through, you would have to say wrong. In addition, if you read Eusebius' church history, he was an accurate historian, was Eusebius. When you read Eusebius' church history and he lists all of the apostles, never does he once, in his extensive writing of the apostles of Christ, never does he once mention Junia. Never. Never. If she was an apostle, he would have listed where she labored, as he does. Eusebius tells us where all the apostles labored. What field, what territory, what geographical location they labored in. Also, Josephus tells us what churches they planted, what people they ordained into the ministry. He also tells us their mode of death, how they died. We get all of this from Eusebius. Not once does Eusebius ever mention in his catalog of apostles, never once does he mention a woman, much less Junia. So the argument is without historical foundation. So as you can see, my dear brothers and sisters, Paula White does not have a foot to stand on because her foot is diseased, and she's put her foot in her mouth once again, and as a result of that, she's got mad jackass disease. That's what she's got. She's got mad jackass disease. Now, we haven't even gotten into the test. Listen, we didn't even broach that aspect of it. We didn't even go there. We didn't even cover that. We didn't go there. I say, okay, Paula, you claim to be an apostle. Do you fit this criteria? Humana. She'll start doing like Porky Pig again. What are you talking about? What is that a criteria? Yes, it's a criteria. Do you fulfill it? No. See, and I don't want to tell her ahead of time. I don't want to tip her off. I want to see the color, the red color on her face, just vanish. I want to see her as pale as a piece of paper, a white piece of paper. That's how I want to see Paula White. I want to see her dumbfounded. I want to see her as dumbfounded as Jensen Franklin looked when he opened up the package I sent him and saw his mug on the book cover with the dunce cap on. That's how I want to see Paula White. With the dumb, doofus, moronic, imbecilic, retarded look on her face, the way she normally looks. So I would go down the line. Okay, Paula, do you meet this criteria? This is the biblical criteria for apostleship. Do you have this one? No. Do you have this other one? No. Do you have this other one? No. Do you meet this one? No. Then you're a false apostle. You're a false apostle. So what Lord was it? What Lord, when the Lord spoke to you, and here it is again. I'm going to play it again. Because she says the Lord kind of rebuked her. Well, what does that mean? Either he did or he didn't. When my father spanked me, when my father took me to the shed and applied the leather, he didn't apply the leather. He applied the leather. He applied the leather. I knew the difference. When the Lord chastens his children, as it says in the book of Hebrews, we know when it's the Lord chastening us or when it's the pastor chastening us. We know the difference. You know the difference. Here's Paula White.
For 7 days. The other thing that I need to almost repent of, the Lord kind of gave me a rebuke, said accept the title of apostle. So...
He didn't rebuke you because you're the queen of the silver dollar. She's the queen of the silver dollar. He didn't rebuke you because of that. He didn't rebuke you when you were in Italy in the streets, walking down the streets of Rome with a married man, Benny Hinn, going down the street hand in hand. Listen, Paula, pictures don't lie. Pictures don't lie. You lied. Betty Hinn lied. But pictures don't lie. They don't lie, Paula. The Lord didn't rebuke you then. The Lord didn't rebuke you when you went to the airport to go meet up with Benny. When you were checking in to your flight, when you left Florida to go to Rome, while you were on your way to the airport, the Lord didn't rebuke you in the taxi. The Lord didn't use the taxi cab driver like God used Balaam's donkey to rebuke Balaam. The Lord didn't rebuke you then when you were on your way to your little rendezvous with Benny. You didn't get rebuked then? Oh, the Lord didn't rebuke you when you went to the hotel under assumed names, when you were using fake names for your little rendezvous. The Lord didn't rebuke you then for lying. Oh, the Lord didn't rebuke you then? Wow. But now, all of a sudden, the Lord's rebuking you because you don't want to use the title of apostle. Now the Lord is kind of rebuked me, you know? The Lord kind of did it. Well,
the Lord didn't kind of kill Ananias and Sapphira. He killed them. He didn't kind of kill them. He killed them. That's right, Paula. Either he does or he doesn't. There's no, listen, Jesus is not like the lukewarm Laodiceans. Jesus isn't like you, Paula, where you are so lukewarm and so nasty. What do you think? Jesus is like you? That he does things half-heartedly? No, you read the book of Revelation. You read chapter 2 and 3. Jesus' eyes are like a flaming fire. No. He kind of rebuked me. No, when he rebukes, he rebukes. That ain't Jesus. Oh, no, that's not Jesus.
So, I just get hung up on titles. Accept that. Everyone accept that. Hank. Okay. All right, Brad, need you to do that one day. Okay, I'll do it with John. So we'll come anoint Luke for 7 days. The other thing that I need to almost repent of, the Lord kind of gave me a rebuke, said accept the title of apostle. So I just get hung up on titles and stuff. So it is what it is. It's what I function in. So I won't reject anything, Mother Cooley. I'm too scared of the Lord. So amen. So you can't function in something and not wear the garment. It is what it is. Amen.
When you hear Paula White, that's what you hear. A jackass. Only the jackass fools in the jackass kingdom listen and applaud the jackass queen. That's it. So she gets the award this week for claiming that the Lord rebuked her because she didn't want to use the title of apostle. We're not buying that. This is a fool woman. This is one jackass fool woman. And we're going to leave it at that. I'll be back tomorrow to do some more contending for the faith. God bless you.